Chapter 19.
No, oh man, no, Moose whispered. He tugged me to my feet. They're moving. They're really moving.
Squinting through the branches, we both stared in horror at Hap and Chip. The gnomes bent their knees, limbering up. Then they each took one stiff step. Then another. I was right. They are alive, I thought. Very alive. And they're coming for Moose and me. We have to run, I told myself. We have to get out of here. But neither of us could take our eyes off the living lawn gnomes. The full moon suddenly appeared low over the trees. The front lawn lit up as if someone had turned on a spotlight. The stocky figures swung their short, fat arms and began to run. Their pointed hats cut through the air like shark's fins. They scrambled toward us on their stumpy legs. Moose and I dropped to our knees and tried to hide. My whole body was trembling so hard, I was making the bush shake. The gnomes ran closer, so close that I could see the dark red of their evil eyes and the white gleam of their grins. I clenched my fist so tightly, my hands ached. What were they going to do to us? I shut my eyes and heard them run past. I heard thudding footsteps, whistling breaths. I opened my eyes to see them racing across the cement walk and around the side of the house. Moose, they didn't see us, I whispered happily. We helped each other to our feet. I felt dizzy. The dark ground tilted. My legs felt soft and rubbery like jello. Moose wiped his sweaty brow.
Where are they going? He whispered.
I shook my head.
I don't know, but we have to follow them. Come on.
We gave each other a quick thumbs up and stepped out from our hiding place. I led the way. We moved across the cement walk and past the front porch, toward the side of the house. I stopped when I heard their raspy voices talking low, just up ahead. Moose grabbed my shoulder, his eyes wide open in alarm.
I'm getting out of here, now!
I turned around.
No,
I pleaded. You've got to stay and help me catch them. We have to show our parents what's been going on here. He heaved a long sigh. It made me feel a little better to know that a big, tough guy like Moose was as frightened as I was. Finally, he nodded.
Okay, let's go get them.
Keeping in the dark shadow of the house, we made our way around to the back. I saw Buster sound asleep beside his doghouse in the corner of the yard. And then I saw the two lawn gnomes. They were bent over the pile of paint and brushes and drop cloths the painters had left beside the garage. Moose and I hung back as Hap and Chip picked up two cans of black paint. They pried the cans open with their thick fingers. Giggling, the two gnomes swung back the open cans, then hurled the black paint at the side of my house. The black paint spattered the fresh white paint, then dripped down in long, thick streaks. I clapped a hand over my mouth to keep from screaming. I knew it. I'd known it all along. But no one would believe me. The gnomes were behind all the trouble around here. The gnomes returned to the pile for more paint.
We've got to stop them, I whispered to Moose.
But how?
Let's just tackle them, Moose suggested. Tackle them from behind and pin them down.
It sounded simple enough. They were little, after all. Smaller than us.
Okay, I whispered, my stomach fluttering. Then we'll drag them into the house and show my parents.
I took a deep breath and held it. Moose and I started to inch forward. Closer. Closer. If only my legs weren't wobbling like rubber bands.
Closer.
And then I saw Moose go down. He toppled forward and hit the ground hard, letting out a loud
Oof!
It took me a second to see that he had tripped over Buster's rope. He struggled to get to his feet, but the rope had tangled around his ankle. He reached down with both hands, gave it a hard tug, and woke up Buster.
Roof! Roof!
Buster must have seen the gnomes because he started barking his head off. The gnomes spun around and fixed their eyes on us. In the bright moonlight, their faces turned hard and angry.
Get them! Chip growled. Don't let them escape!